When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
Yes, it is. Jai joins us every Friday and, of course, replay at 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, The Real Fishing Spot with Jai Sheridan. New intro, new station, new everything, mate.
All new.
How good is that?
Pretty cool to me.
Very, very cool. Righto, for those people who don't know, this is a cut-down version, if you like, of the Real Fishing Spot. You're still going to get lots of great information, plus the latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle. So, mate, we're going to break it up basically into land, beach and boats.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so what have you got for us?
So, land base for the guys, particularly for the kids that have been going fishing all week for school holidays, there's been King George whiting, skippy and herring to be caught around the various jetties and rock walls around the Dawesville Cut and the Mandra Channel.
Yep.
And for guys chasing brim, land based in the Murray River around Ravenswood sort of area has been the best. Down the beaches, there's been Taylor and a few mulloway taken around the White Hills and Preston sort of area. And there's also been reports of some smallish mulloway caught around Medora Beach and the adjacent beaches to that. For the guys chasing a bit of freshwater, rainbow and brown trout have been caught at both Drakesbrook Weir and Harvey Dam in particular. Drakesbrook seems to be the pick of the places, particularly if you've got a kayak.
Popular this time of the year too.
Absolutely. It's really nice getting down there. Bit of a change of pace from your normal beach or ocean fishing.
Beautiful.
For the boats, jewfish, brake sea cod, some nice queen snapper and also some pink snapper have been taken from the sort of 20-metre depth line out to the 50-metre.
Right.
Guys have been doing quite well in 80s as well, but the most common reports are coming out of that. And also, there's been some really big snapper getting caught on the inshore reefs, James Service and Five Fathom.
No crays out there, all gone skiing?
Not just yet. So we're probably a month and a half off seeing good numbers of crays.
Right.
Guys out there have been getting a few, not big enough numbers for me to say go out and you're going to be guaranteed a feed.
Yep.
At the moment, you're just kind of plodding away, fishing on the James Service or the Five Fathom and getting ones and twos for a feed kind of thing.
Now, the latest gadget, mate, Chase Bait's Ultimate Squid obviously sounds like a lure.
Yes, it is. Right. It's a new lure from Chase Bait's. It's a really realistic squid profile. It's been perfect for snapper and jewfish like that. You can rig it on a jig head, but it also has a really nice action. You can just rig it on your normal Paternoster rig, so you can kind of put the plastic on top and bait on the bottom. Gives you a good chance of getting all those bottom species that we all want to catch. And at $15 for a pack of three, it's pretty good way of doing it for something that you really have to see it to believe it. It's so realistic.
Right, okay. Chase Bait's Ultimate Squid available, of course, right across the weekend at Tucky's Tackle. Quick story before you go. You caught anything exciting of late?
Nothing too exciting. I caught some herring in the cut, and I caught my first squid of the season as well.
Right.
Yeah, so everything's starting to clear up. Yep. So in the next few weeks, it should really start to pick up in big numbers.
Good stuff. Good on you, mate. Look forward to catching you next Friday.
You too, mate. Have a nice weekend.
There you go. That's The Real Fishing Spot with Jai Sheridan on 91.7 The Wave.